People are obsessed with your sexuality, aren't they?
Of course they are.
Is there a question you'll answer there?
No, I mean, I think it's... I think the whole...
I don't care.
I mean, I think
people
it's
are
far more.
It.
I think it's far more of an issue in a way because I don't talk to people in general, and I think people seem to really like to talk about it. I totally understand the debate. I have a real strong theory as to why people are so obsessed with one another's sexuality, and because I have that belief about it. I see absolutely no... I feel no obligation to join the debate, put it that way. It's like, I think it's a perfectly understandable question. I have no problem with everybody thinking I'm gay, or some people thinking I'm gay, some people thinking I'm straight, whatever. I think it's totally irrelevant to my life that everyone else is talking about my sexuality, because all the people that I know and care about are perfectly... clued in, you know what I mean? Everybody knows who I am. So for the sake of people that I never speak to, I really don't feel any desire to define myself. Because I'll tell you what I really believe. I believe that we all sit and look at each other. I think every human being constantly questions themselves, questions their own position, whether it be their race, their religion, their sexuality, their looks. We all question ourselves and use other people to define ourselves. And I think that one of the things that is so difficult in the modern world to actually accept is that sexuality is a really, really blurry thing. You know, I know lots and lots of people who I've thought were of one sexual persuasion but turned out to either be the other, or sometimes to be the other, or this or that, whatever. And all I know is that I've never regarded my sexuality as a moral question of any description, or anyone's sexuality as a moral question, other than when it's some kind of twisted sexuality that involves people that do not give their consent, you know. But I personally have never thought that would be wrong, that would be right, that's what I should do, you know. I think most people do regard their sexuality as a moral question, and I think that they look to one another to reinforce their ideas of themselves. In other words, if somebody looks at me and says, I think he's gay, and then next week I make a statement saying, I'm gay, right? That guy feels a little bit more secure in the fact that he knew that was my sexuality, whether he's right or wrong, or whether I'm telling the truth or not. People use it, it's like it's the typical old thing, the queen that stands in the gay club pointing out, or stands in the straight club pointing out all the people he thinks are gay, right? It's
hoping
like,
he's,
hoping he's gay. Right. Now, why is he really hoping that they're gay? It's like me, people who talk about me, they don't really think that, I mean, there's nothing in it for them. They're not going to go home with me or anything.
Well, they could be right, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, in other words, they're saying, I know what a gay person looks like. I know what a straight person looks like. Therefore, because in most people, it's in an effort to prove that they are straight themselves, because obviously being straight is the socially acceptable and the most common form of sexuality. But most people Most people have some questions at some point in their life, and even if they're very young when they have those questions, whatever they are, they scare the shit out of them. Those questions scare the shit out of them. And one of the ways that they reinforce their own idea of their own sexuality, whatever it may be, is to tell themselves that they can spot it in other people, and that they can spot people who are of different sexual persuasions, right? And that's why you get a huge debate about somebody like me. Because you've got all these guys, for instance, that maybe their girlfriend likes me or whatever, and they're like, oh, he's a fairy. You know, it's obvious to me. Now, if they were wrong, if they were proved to be wrong, that would be unsettling for them. If they were proved to be right, that would be comforting for them. That's what I mean. And it is literally as simple as that. I'm right, I know who he is because I know who I am. I know his sexuality because I know mine. Now, I have got absolutely no desire to be that for people. Do you know what I mean? I've got no desire to stand up and define myself to make a whole bunch of people say, yes, I was right, or no, I was wrong, or no, you were wrong. Do you know what I mean?
You've got everything you want. You've done everything so far you've wanted to do, I would imagine. You've even got out a contract, multi-million pound contracts that you didn't want to be in for paying you for what you wanted to do in the first place for a living.
Yeah.
Do you get up in the morning and sometimes you know that what you do will be accepted, you know that people will pay for it and people will buy it over the counter. Do you think that that's a little bit automated now, and do you feel a bit empty sometimes?
Oh, you said that with almost... Your voice almost broke there, didn't it?
Because I mean it. That.
Do I feel... No, not at all. Not at all. I felt for a long period of my life that my career was running my life, and that I didn't... And I felt very empty a lot of the time. I felt very empty for a lot of the 80s, definitely. No
what
question.
About now?
Now I feel...
Now you're on top of the world.
Now I feel absolutely... I feel far more affection from the public than I've ever felt. I feel far more empathy with them. I mean, I couldn't... You know, it sounds really... everyone says this kind of stuff, but it really... An experience like the one I had of being, kind of pushed out of the picture, at least musically, for the amount of time that I was, to come back and pick up where you started off and actually do better than where you were, I just feel outrageously lucky. And I'm not completely lucky, because I think I've always treated what the ability that I have with respect. So I think if you treat your gifts, as it were, with respect, I think that it pays dividends. So it's not all luck. A lot of it has been me actually deciding, no, I won't do that, or yes, I will do that.